I swear for God, I miss y'all. I do. What's good, everybody? It's your girl, Naima, being Motivation MC. Yo. Oh, my gosh. So, today is December 1st, and I am literally doing a podcast every single day. I said it every single day. I don't care. I honestly believe in my heart that I can do these things because I spend so much time alone. Like, you understand? And then not only that, if I'm on a schedule, I can do these. So I honestly probably won't do these every day, but I guess I would do them more so like when I'm going to the mountain and when I'm doing or whatever. I'll figure it out. But anyways, today is December 1st, and I just want to say that I'm super excited to get on here. I feel like I kind of got like a breath of fresh air just a little bit because my dad, he just left or whatever, and he was here. He's actually staying with me for a little while, and he actually is headed back to New York January the 14th. So my dad will be here, and he's been here for probably about like 2 weeks, and I've been just really doing nothing. Well, you know, we've been eating, like, I mean, we just have been chilling, hanging out, enjoying each other's company. Of course, he gets on my nerves, you know, but it's different, you know, my dad getting on my nerves, and, you know, we just know how to, at the end of the day, come back together, and at the end of the day, just, I know how to be vulnerable towards his feelings, and he knows how to eventually, and I have to say eventually, be vulnerable with my feelings as well. That's why I literally haven't been really doing much of anything. Like, I want to be honest, y'all, like, I do not market, I don't advertise, I do none of those things for my business, and I can honestly say that I make over 6 figures a year from zero marketing, zero branding. I really think it has to do with just my mental setup, right? Like my mental structure on what I believe that the salon should look like, honestly speaking. Like, I believe the I want to experience, like, what would I want to experience if I was getting this service done? So as I'm giving the services, I always act like I'm the one getting the service. So how would I want to be treated? So that's pretty much my concept of what I do. I am writing a book on how to develop that monetarily, is that the word? For other people, just because I feel like I've done this, I'm doing this, I'm nesting well, life is all about reaching out, giving back, so what can I do to give back? And, you know, I do mentors, I do the whole foundations and giving the foundation. But I always feel like there's always something, like what is it that someone can look back for years and years and years and years and years, even when you're not here? And for me, what that looks like is a book. For me, what that looks like is YouTube videos. And that's why I am just on this. I want to be a YouTuber. I want books. I want to do more speaking engagement. I want to sing. I have to have my EP out before I die. I have to have my albums out before I die. My music has to be out there. Because I believe that I know that I'm going to die one day. And you do too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not out here by myself. And it's a beautiful reality. You know what I mean? It's a very, very beautiful reality. And I think it's a great mindset to have. I don't think anything is wrong with knowing that you're going to die one day and knowing that you want to, you know, do everything in your best power to feed your soul. I think that's what it's really, really about ultimately. It's just like, how can I feed my soul? How can I deny my flesh as much as I can? You know, and I'm still working on the denying my flesh part because I just am addicted to certain things, you know, and I really say that harshly, but you just think, we've seen and heard of stories of great powers from, or just great things happening from fasting, right? Fasting, discipline, denying one's flesh, discipline from men, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many things that I know for a fact that I can give up on. If I'm going to be 100% honest, there's so many things that I know that I mean, and then that's the thing, you don't really know, right? Like, I could say, oh, I know I can deny and give up talking to men or being on a dating site for a year. You know, what if I did that? Like, what if 33, oh my God, like, what if I did that for real? Like, just gave up the POF, gave up dating, gave up men, gave up everything. Gave up men, gave up dating, gave up me, gave up, like, just gave up so many things. I just want to know what my life would really, really look like. But I don't even really feel like I'd be pressed on men like that. You know, my dad actually said, oh, you see all these relationships, everything ain't working for you. But it's not that I wouldn't necessarily say, like, I'm pressing upon these issues. These are just issues that are occurring because I'm putting energy in it. But I guess it's to, like, say, put zero energy into any all of these things between 2020 and to see what that looks like. Wow. That means I will be 34 years old. Still single and no children. I did want children. I wanted children soon. I did. I want a family. I want a husband. I want children. I want all of these things. But it's just like, these men is not, it's not even, it's like these men are like, oh wait, like you wanted a committed relationship? You know what I mean? Like, that's what I feel like I've gotten from the men who I've met, who I've liked. So let's say that. Because everybody that I've met, I have not liked. I'm going to be honestly speaking. You know, I can't tell if you gay. I can't tell. Like, you know what I mean? It's just some men. One guy, I met him, and, you know, he just was nice, but he just started getting on the phone. And I was like, I was shocked. Like, this man turned into a whole woman. And he's been a nice guy to me, everything, you know, and it's just kind of like, I can't. I gotta let you go because you are acting kind of funny. You know what I mean? So, yeah. Shout out to everybody doing it, y'all. I feel like everybody is just, like, killing it right now. But I couldn't even, I was just like, we're not playing. Come on! What is this person doing? What you looking for? Yo, people. Anyways, so yeah, guys, it's just like, it's just different, and I am, it's kind of like, you know, I'm, every single year, I'm like, okay, you're not coming to 2018, you ain't coming to 2017, you ain't coming to 2019, now here we go again, you ain't coming to 2020, and it's just like, okay, when is any of this going to make any kind of sense? You know, but, I mean, what can I say? You definitely can't rush the process because God knows what he has for you. And I'm just going to be, like, when I say I know that for a fact, God knows what he has for you. Like, God is never going to take you down the wrong path. I feel like life is all about experiencing specific things. You know what I mean? There's a reason my dad is out here right now. There's a reason that me and my dad have been so connected. There's a reason that me and my dad just got 30 whole days together. Now we have 90 whole days together. You know what I mean? Like, we may never have this amount of time together again, even though he's not here and we kind of need a little break from each other. He's, but he's not staying with me right now or whatever, but we're still in the state of Georgia together. I'll go ahead and say that much. So we have a little break, so now I'm able, not that I wasn't able to do when he's here, but I just feel like I'm more so able to do more things that I wanted to do because he's not around. So, Al, we in here. It's your girl Naima B, Motivation MC, and I'm here to help you get to where you want to be because I'm living my dream. Yo, it's so funny. I was talking to this guy, and he pretty much was like, and I'm living my dreams because I do what I want to do. And I'm like, ain't nobody doing none of that. Ain't nobody saying all of that. But anyways, guys, I am super, super, super excited to be podcasting every single day, and I wanted to get into OMG. This movie, honey. Queen and Slim. That's why we're literally on here. So, pretty much, Queen and Slim was a really good movie. I feel like anytime you could be talking about a movie for 2 days, plus, it's a really good movie. Anytime you, you know, have wild emotions, you know, at the end of a movie, it's a really good movie. I'll go ahead and give Queen of Slim a 10 out of 10 just because Lena Rapp, you did that. You did that, sis. You did that, and I'm going to give you all the points. I know great critics that gave that movie a 6 out of 10. My boy Colby told me. We actually attend the same church, and that's how I know him. But he's a super cool dude. And he's really, like, you know, you think church people sometimes are, like, very, very square. He's not square. He keeps it real. He say what it is. His name is Colby Tomey. Go follow him. Go follow him. And he's a great critic, and he did a 6 out of 10. So I say that to say, you know, everybody has their own opinions. Okay, anyways, I disagree. I think it was a 10 out of 10, but I did have wild feelings, okay? So first of all, honestly, I'm just going to be straight up. And a lot of people may not like my opinion, but let me tell you what it is. And honestly, I ain't even got that much time. I think I need to actually, I may have to, like, come back. Yeah, I'm going to have to come back to this video. Because I'm actually here. So I guess on my way back, I'll come back to the video. I mean, to the podcast, because I actually just made it. So anyways, guys, I'm going to be 100% honest. It was her fault. It was her fault. Everything. Everything was her fault. Everything was her fault. You know what I'm saying? I'm being 100% honest, and a lot of people may not be honest about that, but had this woman not snatched the phone out of this man's hand, he would have never been swerving. Sis, you don't even know this man. Why are you snatching the phone out of his hand? Number one. Number two, he using a GPS. You talking about, nah, you don't need to use no GPS. I'll guide you. Then she telling him to go left, go we got to do better as a community of women. We got to do better, y'all, because we are so harsh, and I need to get with this wart workout because I'm here and I'm wasting time. So I love y'all. I'm coming back in. I'm coming back. I gotta go. I know y'all want to talk and everything like that, but I really do gotta go. Hold on. I gotta go.